Milwaukee police first claimed last year that Walter Ellis was responsible for a string of murders of local prostitutes going back two decades. Ellis is currently charged with seven killings. Based on information from the Milwaukee County District Attorney, some media reported that Ellis was ready to plead no contest, be sentenced, and avoid a trial. But Milwaukee DA John Chisholm says there is no deal at this point, acknowledging that some relatives of murder victims might have wanted things wrapped up by now.
Anything we can do to take care of our victims, we try to do that. But in the end, our obligation is to present evidence that proves the case beyond a reasonable doubt. That's what we're ready to do.
Virgie Smith Norwood is the sister of the late Irene Smith, allegedly one of Ellis's victims in 1992. Smith Norwood says it's too bad the case will continue.
The whole 17 years of delay, and it just seemed like the system moving slow.
The delay in the criminal proceedings also slows down a possible civil lawsuit against the federal government. Attorney Jonathan Safran represents three children of Irene Smith who want to know why Ellis was let out of a federally run halfway house.
For some reason was able to get out of that halfway house and maybe have committed that murder of Irene Smith during the time that he should have been in.
Ellis's attorney, Patrick Earle, declined to discuss why his client changed his mind about a deal, but chastised any media that reported Ellis has agreed to plead guilty. Earle says there will be no such plea. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.